Hello, everyone. It's Sunday, February 28th, 2016. Welcome to episode 5 of my Znutcast. My name is Tom Kuntz, and today we're in Nha Trang, Vietnam, enjoying an Asian cruise on Princess Cruise Lines with our good friends Ken and Cynthia from our hometown of Blackfoot, Idaho. Today's Znutcast is about angels. Let's get started. In the 5th chapter of Acts, we read about Peter and John being in Jerusalem teaching the gospel and healing quote-unquote sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Well, this didn't sit so well with the high priest and the Sadducees that were there. You see, they didn't particularly like all this disruption to their traditions. It threatened their positions of power, and so I guess ultimately they were filled with envy and malice, and so they laid their hands on Peter and John and threw them into prison. Well, later in that same chapter, we read about the miracle. This is what it says. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." What an amazing story this is. I love it. I mean, two men on the Lord's errand, doing what they had been called to do, and quite honestly, doing it very well, ending up in prison. We don't know what the prayers of Peter and John were that night within those prison walls, but I think if it had been me, I would have been praying for deliverance. Whatever their prayers, an angel was sent to open the doors and free them, and their guards were just outside the door keeping watch, and they never even saw them. Well, angels are talked a lot about in the scriptures. The term angel or angels is mentioned 518 times. Since 1971, the terms appear 1,321 times in general conference talks. Our hymn book has 134 occurrences. I think it's fair to say that as members of the church, we're no strangers to the ministry of angels. Back in 2008, Elder Holland gave a wonderful talk on the ministry of angels. He said this. He said, "Speaking of the mortal family, God knew the challenges they would face, and he certainly knew how lonely and troubled they would sometimes feel. In times of special need, he sent angels, divine messengers to bless his children, reassure them that heaven was always very close and that his help was always very near. God has used angels from the beginning down through the dispensations in conveying love and concern for his children. Usually such beings are not seen. Sometimes they are. But seen or unseen, they are always near." Isn't that a great quote? Elder Holland speaks a lot about angels these days, and it's obvious that he's had experiences with these angels. Today I want to share a story with you about our daughter Michaela while she was serving her mission in the Canada-Edmonton mission. And I'm just going to tell this story in her own words. This was a letter that she had written to us, and I'm just going to quote from that note. She said, "2 weeks ago I lost my scriptures. This last Tuesday, my dad sent me an email talking about how he was praying that an angel would pick them up and bring them to a place where I could find them, and then said that he knew I would find them, so to let him know when I did. Later that day, after emailing, it was our preparation day, we got on the bus, and this lady starts talking to us. And we find out she's a member from another ward, and she starts telling us the importance of specific prayer. Anyways, right after talking to this lady, we get a call from the assistants, one of which was her previous zone leader, and he starts saying he's following up about our studies and then asks what my favorite scripture was. So I tell him, and then he's like, oh, okay, well, you know what scripture we've gotten a lot of? 2 Nephi 1:15. Do you know that one? And I'm like, not sure, remind me. And he starts to read, and I pause. It's the scripture on the back of my scripture case. And I'm like, wait, I know this. Do you have something of mine? And he has my scriptures. And I'm like, how did you get that? And then he tells me that they went to the library that day, and some lady was sitting down and just started looking at the elders really strange. So, of course, they walk over, and she's like, I have a book of yours. It has a name on it. So they're like, okay. And they go to her house and pick it up, and it's my scriptures. And she said she found it on the bus. Why in the world did this lady pick them up? It was a day we weren't usually in the library, and she picked them up, I guess just feeling like she'd see us or something. No clue. But when Elder Lowe, the assistant, told me this, I literally just started to cry. It was such a strong testimony to me that Heavenly Father hears our prayers, even for things that aren't the biggest deal. But He knew it was important to me. And because of exercise faith, I know that prayers were answered, and for that I'm grateful. Thank you, Dad, especially for offering specific prayers. Heavenly Father loves us, and I know that He will answer your prayers as long as we ask in faith. Now, I'm not exactly sure what role the angel played in this story, but I have absolute confidence that there was an angel involved. You see, Michaela thought she had left her scriptures at the bus stop. She didn't think they'd even made it onto the bus. So perhaps it was an angel that put them on the bus. Perhaps an angel whispered to the woman to sit in the seat where they were. Perhaps that same angel whispered to her to pick them up. Perhaps she was the angel. We just don't know. But this I do know, that it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto men. You can check that out in Moroni 7:44. You see, I knew that an angel would help Michaela find her scriptures because I had had a similar experience. While serving as a bishop, I was pretty sure I'd left my scriptures on top of my car and drove off with them. I looked everywhere for them, even retracing the route I drove from the church to our home that day. I prayed for several days that an angel would find them and bring them to me. I was distraught. I loved these scriptures. I needed these scriptures. You can imagine my joy when later that week, I lifted a sport coat off of a box, and there they were. Taking this one step further, I learned that this was possible from a book written by Elder Gene R. Cook titled Receiving Answers to Our Prayers. He tells the story of his own son who lost his hat and wallet while riding horses on a ranch in Wyoming. After much searching and prayer by the family, and I might add some repenting for his frustrations and anger about losing them in the first place, the family miraculously found the hat. Then the next day, right before the family had to leave, his son was kneeling in the bunkhouse, thanking the Lord that he had found his hat. Suddenly, his prayer was interrupted as he heard something hit the floor. It was his comb, and it appeared to have fallen from some dusty old coats in that bunkhouse near where he was kneeling. When the son saw the comb and realized it was always with his wallet, he shook the coats, and out fell the wallet onto the floor. For the only explanation was that an angel had picked it up from where he had lost it and placed it there for him to find. My conclusion was that if an angel could help Elder Cook's son find his wallet, then he could certainly help me find my scriptures. And if he would help me find my scriptures, I had no doubt that he would help Michaela find hers. On this point, my faith was absolutely sure. So who are these angels? President Joseph F. Smith said this, "When messengers are sent to minister to the inhabitants of this earth, they are not strangers, but from the ranks of our kindred, friends, and fellow beings, and fellow servants." In summary, let me just say that I have learned for myself that angels are indeed sent from the other side of the veil, both seen and unseen, to comfort us, to help us, and give us guidance. We access their help through righteousness and faith and by asking Heavenly Father specifically for their help. I want to personally go on record today that I believe. Thanks for listening to another edition of my Znutcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and perhaps, in some small way, increased your faith in the ministry of angels. Until next time, keep the faith.